song that they were singing there, we can only imagine. Do you realize that whenever they were describing things in the Bible, they were only describing them in a way that was common to them at that time? Do you know, and can you realize that there may be things in heaven that we can have never seen or will never be able to see in this lifetime? That's very well possible. There could be colors up there. There could be jewels up there that we have no idea what they could be. They describe them in what terms they say they are. But you know what? When we get to heaven, we have no idea what's going to be up there. But praise God, I'll bet you it'll be beautiful. Don't you? I bet you it will be just what God has for us. I remember an old saying to God over at 14th Avenue. He would talk about how that whenever he got to heaven, he loved to fish. He just absolutely loved to fish. And he said, when I get to heaven, he said, I can't wait, he said. When I get there, he said, I believe I'm going to be able to just sit down beside the river of life. And he said, I believe I'll be able to fish in the river of life all the time. I mean, it was just his little theory about what heaven was. But you know what? I don't know what's up there, but you know, praise God, it's going to be just right for all of us, is it not? Amen. I'm going to be over in 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, the 56th verse. 1 Kings 8:56. You know, in this Bible right here, in this book right here, is 66 collections of books right here. 66 books in the Bible. We know that. But did you know this? That in this Bible is right around 32,000 promises of God. In all 66 of those books. 32,000 promises. Just wrap your mind around that for a minute. 32,000 promises of God. Each of these promises has its own perspective. I mean, we can say that. Some of them have already been taken. The promise has already been made and been kept. As I'm preaching to you right now, there's promises that are being kept right now as I'm preaching to you. And also in the future, there are going to be promises that are going to be kept. And I want to tell you something this evening. And I know that you probably believe this if you are a child of God. God is true and faithful to every promise, every one of those 32,000 promises in that Bible. Every one of them, He is true and faithful to those promises. Praise God. Let's read the scripture. It says in 1 Kings 8:56, Blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto His people, Israel, according to all that He promised. There has not failed one word of all His good. Now listen, let's say it again. According to all that He has promised, there has not failed one word of all His good promises, which He promised by the hand of Moses, His servant. Let's just read that. I want you to read that and let that sink in just for a minute. I know He was talking, and we're going to get to it. He's talking to us all too, folks. So He's talking to Moses here about children. Let's just read that again. Blessed be the Lord that has given to all that He promised, there has not failed one word of all His good promise, which He promised by the hand of Moses, His servant. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this evening, Father, I pray, Lord, that the Scripture be opened up, Lord, the way that You would have it to be, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that You would just open up the hearts to all, Lord, this evening. And I pray, Father, this evening, Lord, that You would open up my lips, Lord. I pray, Father, that You'd use me this evening for Your honor, for Your glory, Lord. Father, You truly are a prayer-answering God. We understand that. And, Father, we just believe that this evening. And we ask it all in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. Brother said, whenever He says, listen, there has not failed one word. I want you to know, and I said that, and I'll stand by it again. 32,000 and some promises in the Bible, and I want you to know He has not failed on one of them. There are people that will tell you that the God that we serve, you know, is no longer able to answer and keep with what He said in His Word. They don't believe this Word, but I'm telling you, here's a preacher standing before you tonight that believes in the Word of God. I believe when it says that He will keep all of His promises, praise God, I believe that He will keep all of His promises. I mean, you know, sometimes we get it in our own minds how we want them to be answered, but praise God. God answers prayers in the way God will answer prayers. And I believe when He answers them, I want you to know it'll be for what's best and not what we want in our lives sometimes is what's best. Amen? It's just not. It just is not. I want you to know, it says in Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able also to perform. Listen, if you turn over that over in Romans and look at that, he was talking about Abraham. And you know what got me was, when he said that, in verse 20 there, he said, he staggered not at the promise of God, though unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. That's Romans, and that's 4:20. You know what? Whenever he said that he was true and faithful to do what he did, Abraham believed beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was going to have that promised child one day. He believed that. And you know what? It says right there in the 20th, he never staggered at what God told him. Now listen to me. When God tells us something, and you know he promises us something in this word right here, I want you to know something. He wants us not to stagger at what he's telling us. Amen? He does not want us to stagger at that. He wants us to believe it. He wants us to hang on to it with all that we can hang on to it with. And praise God, if we do that, I want you to know we can be like Abraham, and one of these days we can have her in our heart and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is true and faithful for what he says. He will keep his promises to us. You know what? I thank him. I thank him for what he does in our lives. Praise God that he's that way. Praise the Lord that he's that kind of a God. I tell you, I'm so thankful that he's that kind of a God. I have never in all my days been able to put my trust in anything in this life other than my Lord and Savior that has kept his promise time after time and never let Dave Long down. Can you tell me that you can put your trust in a human being that way? Can you tell me that? Can you tell me that you can do that? I'll tell you, I don't know. I have never found that out. I'll tell you, I have all the confidence in the world of my wife. Believe you me, I do. But when it gets right down to it, God is even more faithful than that. Amen? He is even more trustworthy than that. Praise God. And that's not a slam at anybody, is it not? It's not. But praise the Lord. He is good to us. He is so good to us. I am so grateful for that. And being fully persuaded that he had promised, he was able also to deliver. Amen. Read that and write her down, brother, because he is that way. He is that kind of God. I'll tell you something that he will not fail us by. Salvation, God is a promise that he will not fail on. Amen? He will not do it. Salvation cannot fail. It will not fail. You know what? If we turn our lives over to him, and we are being convicted of the Spirit, and we turn our lives over to him, he is just and faithful to save our souls, is he not? Isaiah 25:9, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. Amen. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. He will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Amen. We will be glad because salvation is a promise that God can, it can never fail. It will never fail because it's open to everybody. Amen. It's open to everyone. Salvation will do two things. First off, salvation will satisfy our souls. Amen. I want you to know something in this little life of mine right here. Whenever I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart and I got saved on that October 9th, I want you to know something right then. It was the best thing that ever happened to me up until that point in my life. And I can tell you as shortly, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me since. It is. A salvation, he can give you salvation. Well, it cannot fail. It satisfied something in my heart and in my soul that no matter what I tried out here in this life, I could not get satisfaction. I remember just anything in school. I would try sports. I'd try hunting, all I could hunt. I would try doing all the things in this world had to offer. You know what? I tried it. Nothing give me the satisfaction as I did the night that I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart. It was like, and I've said this before, and I believe this, and I know this. You know what? The Bible says you can only teach and preach on what you know to be a fact. You know, in short, I want you to know something I know beyond a shadow of doubt. The night that I got saved, the burdens in my heart lifted away. It didn't make any difference what had gone on in my life in the past. It didn't make any difference about how my life was up to that point. I want you to know he lifted everything off my shoulder. There's no way that I can explain it to you unless you have felt it in your life. There's no way. People try to say that it's not real. They try to say that it's just emotions. But I want you to know it's so much more than just emotions. It's a total change, a transformation. You know, they talk about when the evil spirits come into you, how that you become possessed. I want you to know something. The night that I got saved, I was possessed of the Holy Spirit in my life. And I want you to know that it is true beyond a shadow of a doubt. It is true. And it came into my heart and it lifted me up to where I tell you what, I cannot tell you what the God that I serve had done for me. It's hard for me to explain it sometimes. But He, Isaiah 50:11, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. Listen. And satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. I'll tell you what, it's planting season right now. The garden's in water. We are at the mercy. We are at the mercy of the weather whenever we plant a garden, are we not? You know, and the thing of it is, those gardens will do so much better if they're what? If they get some rain on them, is that right? If they get water, those gardens will do so much better. I want you to know something. This dry and thirsty soul, I want you to know that this dry and thirsty soul does so much better when the Spirit of God waters and gives me that in my heart and in my soul. Praise God. Tell me you know what I'm talking about this evening. Whenever the Holy Spirit takes and comes into your heart and into your soul and waters that dry place in your heart and lifts you up and makes you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're still one of His. Amen. I want you to know something. I know we walk by faith. I know that. But praise God, I love to feel Him. Don't you? I love the feeling. I love that feeling of whenever my spirit bears witness with His spirit and it comes to my life. I love that feeling whenever somebody gets up and testifies and you know the Spirit of God's in it. I love the feeling whenever somebody sings or somebody preaches or somebody does the things that they do for the Lord and praise God. Whenever it does and it springs up within them and you know what? It spills over on you. Amen. And it can do that. I want you to know that. I'll tell you what. Something else that is, there's a promise of God that's true. That He will set you free. He can set you free. John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free. What? You shall be free indeed. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that's a promise. That is a promise. I don't care what has got a hold of you. Now, I want to say, I want you to know if it's alcoholism, I don't care if it's drugs, I don't care if it's homosexuality, I don't care what it may be. I want you to know that if the Son shall set you free, you are free indeed. There's no doubt about it. I tell you what, whenever He saved me, He didn't halfway do it. Amen? He didn't save me halfway and left the rest up to me because He knew it wouldn't work. He died on the cross one day. Whenever He died, and you know what? He didn't die to halfway do it, did He not? Whenever He died, He did it all the way and He did it with all that He had in Him because that was the only thing that was going to make a difference. And I want you to know, whenever He's sitting on the right hand of the Father, and making intercession for us, He's not up there telling the Father to halfway do it. He's up there, hey, this one right here is wanting a touch from you. Give it all to Him, amen? And I praise God that the night that I got saved, I got it. And praise God, I'll tell you what, when He set me free that night, I am free. I'm a free individual looking at you right here tonight. I am free. Romans 6:22. But now being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end is everlasting life. Amen. I'll tell you what, we should be shouting drip run down, right? Amen. He set me free, he made me free indeed. Amen. I'll tell you what, I am a fit subject for the kingdom of heaven. I want you to know, and I said this morning, and you in here know it, I want you to know something one of these days. Heaven is my home one day. I'm ready for it because I know He set me free. And one of these days when I get there, I want to go get at the feet of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you know what? I want to thank Him for what He's done. And you know what? I believe when I get up there and I see all those that have gone on before me, I believe we're going to have just a little bit of a shouting party, don't you? Amen. Do you not believe that we're going to be able to walk all over heaven and praise God? And you know what? We're never going to have to leave Him anymore. Tell you what, that just makes me, that makes it right here. That just makes it swell up inside of me, doesn't it? All you? Amen. I'm ready. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit into holiness, and the end is everlasting life. The old devil's not going to kill us no more, is he not? We're not going to die no more. Cancer's not going to have no effect on us no more. Amen. I'll tell you what, the heart disease and the things that affect us in this life, it'll never touch us again one of these days. And I'll tell you what, praise God. I'll tell you what, that's a promise. That is a promise. The Savior cannot fail. That's another promise. I want you to know that the Savior, He cannot fail the sinner. Amen. Jesus cannot. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. I don't care who you are here tonight. I don't care who you come in contact with tomorrow. You understand that? You may come in contact tomorrow with the worst sinner that you've ever faced in your life. They may not want to hear nothing about Jesus. They may not care anything about Jesus. But I want you to know that if God can make it powerful upon them and they want to get saved, I want you to know Jesus Christ can save their souls. He can do that. He cannot fail the saints either. I want you to raise God. If you're a child of God and I raise your hand, but I want you to know something. God cannot fail you tonight. He cannot fail you tonight. Listen, 2 Corinthians 12:9. And He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I'd rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. Amen. I may be weak in body tonight. My throat's not good. But I know there's other people in here suffering from things also. But in my infirmities, I want you to know something. Christ can be glorified, amen, if we do it in through His power and through His grace. The God that we serve, the Jesus that we serve, can be glorified, amen. He won't fail us. Oh, no. He's never failed me. He's never failed me. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee. Amen. Nor forsake thee. Amen. I want you to understand. Get a hold of that. You may be laying on your deathbed one day. You may be looking. The only thing you can do is look up to heaven. But I want you to understand something. He never left you. He never forsook you. He's right there with you. He's right there with open arms waiting for you to come. And praise God, remember that. People, don't get disheartened. Don't get down. Don't get discouraged when things happen in this life that don't seem right. Listen to me. God is with us right to the very end. He is right there with us to the very end. Amen. Listen, the Word of God is settled and that cannot fail either. I told you, 66 books in this Bible. Listen to me. None of them will ever fail the Word of God. Do not believe the devil's lies when they try to tell you that this Bible is outdated. Do not believe the devil's lies when they try to tell you that this Word was written by man and it has nothing to do with us. And you know what? It's just a real good story. I want you to know something this evening. It was a good story to me till the day I got saved. Then after that, it's been my roadmap. I want you to know that, and it better be your roadmap. Praise God, the Word of God cannot fail. Psalms 119:89 says, forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. Forever! Forever! If God decides not to send His Son back for another 1,000 years, I want you to know 1,000 years from now, the Word of God is still going to be true. I don't care if my descendants, I hope they understand that, praise God, the Word of God is still true. It is still true. Listen, Isaiah 48, the grass withereth, the flowers fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. It will. It can do two things for us, brothers. Settle men's follies. That's what it can do. Listen. Listen to what it says in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you know why there's so many times in our lives that we don't understand the word of God sometimes? It's not every time, because I think there's times God lets us go down the road a ways before we truly understand stuff. But so many times, we don't want to read the Word of God and study it to try to figure out what it really means. I told you, and I'll stand upon this, and I'll say it time after time after time. Don't take Dave Long's word for every bit of scripture that I preach to you and I teach you. I do my best to try to preach to you what I believe is the Word of God and what I believe is the meaning of the Word of God. But you know what? There's a better teacher than me, and that's the Holy Spirit of God through Jesus Christ. When you get your nose in the Word of God, I want you to know He can show you what is right and what is acceptable for God. Amen? He can do that. And then you can come back and you can correct me. Amen? Amen. That's what I'm telling you. I believe that. Listen, it says in 2 Timothy 3:15, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which was able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus." I want you to know, parents, we have an awesome responsibility. Our children, we need to teach them from the time that they're old enough to know what we're talking about our Lord and Savior, about the Word of God, that it is the truth. And you know what? Whenever it says that the Red Sea split, the Red Sea split. It didn't mean that they walked across on an inch of water. It means whenever Noah went into the ark, God shut the door. God shut the door. And the rain come down and flooded this entire world that we live in. Not just part of it. It flooded the entire earth that we live on. He had to cleanse the world of sin, did He not? Amen. It tells me that whenever Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, he was thrown in the lion's den. He was thrown in there. Whenever the three Hebrew children were thrown into a fiery furnace, they were thrown into a furnace hot enough to kill the ones that threw them in there. Amen. I believe it. And I'll tell you what else I believe. I believe that there was a man called Jesus. And I believe He was the only true Son of the living God. And I believe He was sent to this earth as a baby. And I believe that He lived on this earth some 30-some years. And I believe that they killed Him on a cross. They crucified Him. I believe they put Him in a borrowed tomb. I believe He rose the third day. And I believe He's sitting at the right hand of God tonight. And I believe that He died for every individual. And brothers, that we need to let our kids know it's the truth. It's not a fairy tale. And it'll be forever and ever. Amen. We need to let our grandkids know it. We need to let everybody we come in contact with know it. Praise God, it is the truth. It is the truth. 2 Timothy 3:6, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." All Scripture is given for those things. Mark it down. Believe it. If you want to correct, if you want to, you use the Word of God, not your own opinions. You take it to the Word of God. Amen? We can do that. In 2 Timothy 3:17, "that the man of God may be perfect." Amen. "Thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Amen? You want to live a perfect life? Or, you know what? I know. And you're sitting back and you're saying, well, nobody's perfect. But you know what? We had better strive to be as perfect as we can be. We better have a desire in our hearts to be as much like Christ as we could be. We're Christians. That's Christ-like. And I'll tell you what, we need to strive to be that way. And the only way that we're going to do it is because of the Word of God in our lives. Amen? The Holy Spirit leading us into the Word and the Word of God showing us the way to live, the answer to our questions. Amen? We can just how good are God's promises? How good are, just as good as the character of the one who wrote it, or the one who made it. I want you to know something. God inspired the Word of God. I'll tell you why. I don't think there's much better character than that, do you? I don't think so. Praise God tonight. I tell you what, the word of the promises of God are true and faithful and yea and yes and amen forever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, God's good to you tonight. He believes, I tell you what, believe His promises. Believe the word that He gives us. And I'll tell you what, from here on out, stick our noses in it and believe Him. Tell you what, let me challenge you tonight. Find all 32,000 promises. Find them. I'll tell you what, there'll be a lot of digging, will it not? Praise God. Amen. They come and get a song. Linda.